We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student, page 486, starting with the words, and when I saw, it's the end of the page, last paragraph, starting with, and when I saw, and you can ask questions live on CAP TV.
Yes, Baal HaSulam writes here that he's met all kinds of forms of Kabbalists that studied Kabbalah in a very superficial way without attaining and thought that that's their whole goal, is to read these books only, and the matter of attainment doesn't exist at all. And then he was amazed to hear and left them. Yes.
And when I saw that their folly had found roots in nearly everyone engaging in this wisdom at this time, woe to the ears that so hear. Will he even force the queen before me in the house? The holy Tsar had already mourned bitterly the denial of the sinners in their souls, saying that there are no internal secrets in the Torah, as it is written, Parashat Vayera. Has the Torah come to show us fabulous and historic tales? Such stories and fables are found among other nations too. Our sages said, they uproot the plantations, for they only take Malchut. What would the authors of the Zohar say in view of the culture of such sinful people, denying that there is any knowledge or wisdom in the words of the Zohar and the wisdom of truth themselves? They say about the very secrets of the Torah that there is no knowledge or perception revealed in this world, but merely empty words. Thus, they have come to force the Holy Divinity inside the king's palace. Woe unto them, for they have caused their souls harm. Our sages said that the Holy Torah mourns before the Creator. Your sons have turned me into a song in public houses, but they do not even make the Torah a semblance of a song, only frightening words to any listener that arise contempt and wrath. Furthermore, they wish to be rewarded like Pinchas, saying that they do it in complete faith. The writing says about them, Forsmuch as this people draw near, and with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me. And this is the reason for the ruin of the first temple. The devil still dances among us precisely at the time of the Messiah, the time of the end of the secrets of the Torah. The zeal of the Lord of hosts came as fire that will not quench in my bones. Because of that, I have been awakened to disclose the gown to such an extent that they will know that there is wisdom in Israel. This has been among the primary reasons that made me come to this explanation.
We don't understand so much what he's saying here. Really not. These are things that we will have to repeat. It's because the first shattering, the second shattering, the fact that we're learning in the kings of the Khat and the Tanhim, we will scrutinize this. We don't yet have enough kelim for this. We don't feel exactly what he wrote here. Let's go next.
You must see in every purpose and every goal that it is utterly simple. All the wit, the cleverness, and the many issues formed during the preparation until the goal is reached. For example, when one wishes to sit in a house, he needs wit and knowledge in the design, in the way he builds it, and in the quality and quantity of the rooms and the possessions. The final goal is but a simple thing, to dwell there. This is the meaning of the words, according to the beauty of a man, to dwell in the house. It is a simple thought, without any concepts and proliferation, and without wit, but a simple will. Know that all the sophistications and the knowledge are mostly mistakes that should fall before the truth, yet the truth itself is simple, without any wit. There is a secret in that, principally being the iron wall that separates us from our Father in heaven. There are things that are hidden because of their great height and depth. And there are things that are hidden because of their extreme subtlety, like flies in the air, too thin to be seen. Since his light is such simple light that the human mind, which feels only a tiny portion of something, simply does not perceive, it is like the smaller things from that measure requiring an actual tool to see. This is so because, although not all of the depth of the height and the depth of the width are perceived, you can nonetheless perceive the proximate. However, the subtle things, it seems as though they do not exist at all, since you do not attain even the slightest bit of them.
This is talking exactly also about us, that we don't understand what he wrote here, but we will come back in some time and we'll understand. Now we're going to hear... I don't want to hear about this, because the questions here are irrelevant. We truly don't understand what he wrote. I can feel that about you. But we will hear our friends more. Sasha Potapov. Sasha Potapov. Moscow. Is he still there? No. He already went to work. They have a question? Okay, next. We can't hear. What's happening with the audio today? Well, ask again. We don't hear. It's something with us, probably, because many groups are like this. Where's our technology people here? What's there? Also in Moscow, and also in South America, and from all the places, the same problem? It's all from there? I don't think so. Okay. Who else has a question? Other questions? Moscow, Alexei, about Adam Rishon, wanted to ask something. Also, we can't hear. Okay, Peter. Vladimir from Peter. Peter wanted to talk about the gift for the convention. Well, where's that fat guy?
Rav, question. If you can please explain the matter of the Rosh and the Garon. The Garon cannot be an entire Partsuf. It's a part of the Rosh. What is its role?
But you see, there's such a thing as Garon throat. There's Rosh Tochsof, and all of a sudden there's Garon. Garon is from the word ger. Ger is outside of. It's outside of the head. It's a part of the head, although it belongs to the Rosh, but it is already connecting the head to the body, the Rosh to the Guf. It's a transition. the Gaon is very important, the throat is very important, because, and I'll tell you, even in our world, we can see that the throat is very important. How do we say, how do we call Adam, the speaking Adam? It's the speaking part of creation. That's what differentiates us from all the animals. They also have a language, but with us, it is speech, meaning letters, and it's all in the throat, meaning it's a disclosure of that which the head connects to the body, to the desires. There are no desires in the rosh, in the head, that's above the desire. And we then connect with our thought to the desire through the garum, the throat. For us, thought is thought, and desire is desire. What connection could there be? So specifically, by that part, which is called the part of the rosh, which is called ger garon, outside of the head, outside of the rosh, which is going out to serve the desire, which is already not the goof already, it's the spiritual goof. But even in our body, we can see that we're like that, that we have a throat that's in the middle between the head and the body, which also is characteristic to the role of the throat for a person. Because only a person has these abilities to work with the gaon, with the throat. All the rest of the animals make sounds, but it's not coming seemingly from the gaon, from the throat. Our gaon is, there are many things. It belongs to the rosh. The rosh operates it. We don't understand how it works. What is there here? Just a pipe and some kind of like vocal cords? But it's operated by the intellect, by the brain, and the brain is operating it in some sophisticated way, that what the mind wants to deliver to the other, he delivers it to the throat, and the throat knows how to take on those commands from the mind to transfer them to some mechanical form, and by that mechanical form the other will hear and understand what I have in my mind that can be also in his mind. Look at what things are here. It's something very special. There's a lot of material that is written about this. We can once learn that. What am I trying to say? It's not just like that. They talk the Adam who speaks, the speaking. That's what differentiates us. The Garon differentiates between us and animals. That's it. These are high things. Yes.
Sasha Potapov is asking, if the entire correction is in the connection between the friends, then why does the Creator give man so much problems? So many problems.
That's true. I understand his question. Corporeal problems. We think that they're corporeal. And we think that they're great. But spiritual problems are so many times greater. The corruptions that we received to start with from Adam Rishon. And therefore, we don't have in our world something that is disclosed anew. But rather, it's all cascading from the spiritual world. And all the problems, troubles that fall upon us are a result of the corruption of the soul that there is in the general soul and in each and every one of us privately, individually. That's why all the troubles, all the problems that there are, the behavior of a person is operated. There is nothing in him that is at all. He thinks that he's doing it. He thinks that he's deciding. And that's all, it's all a falsehood. It's all a lie. We are all doing, we're active this way, because all together, the big computer, which is called Malchut Ein Sof, operates us, activates us, and then as a result of that, we operate, and then we think that it's the reward and the punishment. We need to simply go over these things, first of all, with subjugation. Meaning, like Rabbi Akiva. surrenders himself before the waves, and that's how you come to the end of correction. That's the main thing. If other than that, you can, beyond subjugate yourself with something else, that's even more of what you're doing for the sake of bestowal through the other to the Creator. And you're doing this in order to diminish all the rest of the people, all the rest of the parts of the soul, their heavy burden, so that they're freed up somewhat from the blows and the great pressures. That's how we need to do together. We will pray together upon all our friends in the groups, specifically those who are truly in great big correction that is happening now with them. The Moscow group understands me, and other groups, as we will merit to understand and locate and complete our corrections in spirituality. If we reach that, we will have a much easier life. Easier in the fact that we will do greater corrections, faster corrections, and advance that way.
Ken.
Yes.
No.
How, through our concern, in our concern for the world kli, do we not miss out on the concern for our own group? Or does the world kli has to have this kind of overview and see what groups need support?
That's a much more complex question. It's written, the dwellers of your town are more valuable, or the poor of your city. Okay, all right, the poor. The poor of your city are precede the others. Meaning you have to first help those that are close to you, to your group, and then to other groups. That is because we don't want to make ourselves think that, oh, we're doing some kind of actions for people, for humanity, but beside us there's some person who needs help. He's not important to me. I'm just operating on the big scheme. And that's why it's what the Torah says it that way. But really, if we engage in the whole kli as one, with an emphasis upon one's own kli, meaning of the group, but in the incorporation of the group to the general kli, and in the incorporation of the general kli with the Creator, that is the right form, as Israel, the light, and the Creator has to always be as one. Always. Therefore, although the correction is from the close to the far, because to the far one I can reach only under the condition that I work and operate through the correct good group, at least somewhat corrected group, there has to be first of all a group, and then the world kli, like we are learning, and this is what we've reached, and then the Creator. Then the Creator. Although the end of an action is in the initial thought, and to start with, we're doing it in order to reach adhesion to Him, but all the actions are, first of all, the group, the world kli, the Creator. Peter.
Peter.
Another question regarding Tess. You said that the ascent of the worlds on Shabbat Eve happened before because additional light came from the world of Ein Sof.
Yes, because this is the arising of the worlds. There is the rising of the world from two directions. By the awakening from above, the light that comes from Ein Sof, and then it causes all the worlds to rise. And then we have, I said yesterday, I talked about this, and then Bala Sulam draws this in the book, the Ilan, how the worlds rise until they're included in Ein Sof. And there's the ascent of the worlds by the man of the lower ones. where the souls that want to be corrected raise man to Abba Ve'ima in Atzilut, through Zon of Atzilut, through Abba Ve'ima in Atzilut, and then Abba Ve'ima in Atzilut, of Atzilut, who do a zivug between them, cause the ascent of the worlds. That's the awakening of below, and there's the awakening of above. Two reasons for raising the worlds. The raising of the worlds according to the upper reason, upper according to Ein Sof, where the light comes from, is times, special times, nights, weeks, etc. And the raising of the worlds to the lower ones is, it can be through their work. I am today, let's say, on Monday, the second day of the week. But today, I, according to my individual state, am in Shabbat. But if I'm in Shabbat in an external way, I can't make for myself that today is a weekday. That's it. Do you have an individual question? Your own question? No? Well,
I wanted to ask on behalf of our beloved friend Kostya Kalchenko. He asked for support. He really asked for the support of the Peter Group, and I'm asking for support of the entire world Kli. He has problems with his back. He can't get out of bed, and therefore he's asking for support. So let's support our friend. He's a dear friend.
We need to help everyone, specifically as we're getting closer to the Congress, to correct them as much as possible. If it's possible for us to help, tell us. Other than prayer, for the time being, we don't know what to give, but let's think of him, for him to be healthy, whole, and join the group. He must be, as usual, the active organizer. Well, that's Peter. Nepper.
Rav, the question is also regarding man. Why was he created the way he was created? We know that there are so many partsufs. Why did specifically man turn into a neshama?
After all, the net of forces, where the force of Ein Sof spreads out upon many five worlds and built a wrapping by this around it, as he divided himself to five parts and another five and another five into many individual forces. After that, when he finished all that division, it builds within himself the main component, which is called Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon does not belong to the worlds. It has a structure of its own. It is very, very special, as it includes within it from two things, the good inclination and the evil inclination, from the point in the heart and the will to receive. It goes through a shattering. Adam Rishon is just the prototype. It's some structure that is kind of initial from the Creator, called an angel or the degree of a beast. And then after it goes through the shattering and begins to include these two parts, the point in the heart and the egoistic heart, then what that clash that is created between the that comes from that clash between them through the different forms leads to the form of Adam, the thought of Adam, that there is for, against, doubt, mistakes, problems, mainly errors. A beast does not mistake. A person does mistake, and therefore he is worthy of corrections. And only he is. That's it. Well, last one, you.
My back also hurts, and everyone asks, really, it's a question.
Poor thing.
In our spiritual work, in the work that we do here, that Is there a certain stage where we get rid of the problem?
Of course.
When?
The end of correction.
And until then?
Until then, we suffer. And all the suffering is also correction. But you can replace the corporeal suffering with spiritual suffering.
This is exactly the question. How do I reach this state?
What? You don't want. It's not to the contrary. Every moment you're given an opportunity to do a spiritual action. Instead of that, you're not doing it. So you're given it instead. Corporeal suffering.
But what?
Connection. I heard this connection. There's no more than connection.
Every time there's a congress, all of us are ill. Everyone has back pains.
Because you don't want to do the convention spiritually. I'm bringing you these preparations and everything, and I'm already without a throat, and I can't speak already, and you're kind of like going down, going to sleep. And then what to do? We have to give you at least something to upgrade the state, the situation. So each of you are given at least corporeal problems to at least advance that way.
What is an Probably. What do you mean by effort?
That I don't know. Ask the Creator. Effort is called connection.
We're fed up with all the problems.
No, I'm telling you, you're not fed up because you're remaining in them by your choice. It's according to your choice. That's it. Well, Moti, ask something. You don't want to. You're hearing the friends. Okay. Well, Toronto.
Okay, thank you, Raf. This question is from Slava from Vancouver. We have six friends on Zoom with us that yet you don't see. We see them. So Slava is a really big part of Toronto group, and he's asking, with what group in the world clay is better to connect? With one that we have more complex relations, or with a group that we have smooth and regular relationship?
If we're talking about the convention, of course, if everyone is together and to nullify before the others, then even my ego, which is nevertheless there, but it's cancelled in the majority, where I consider all of them as holy, then I am nullified in them. If you're talking about our daily life, who to be connected with, it's best to be connected to the closest group, first of all. It could be that it's Vancouver to Toronto, even though it's different edges of the same country. I don't know. Why aren't they appearing ever on our screens? Where you're saying that there's, what, six people? Well, so please, why aren't they appearing on the screen?
Sometimes even more than six, sometimes eight. Nine.
Well, what? They don't want to show themselves. What's going on here? What kind of...
We'll arrange that Canada virtual group.
Canada virtual group. What's
the misunderstanding? Canada virtual group.
Do like that. Canada virtual group. Then you'll want maybe in all of Canada for there to be more friends. We have friends in Alaska. We have friends in... Yes? I think that... actually, in the eastern part of the country. Could be. In Quebec, maybe. Yes, Chaim.
Zohar from Chicago is asking about the text. No, I don't want to get into that. No, it's not about the unclear part. It's about the Jerusalem Kabbalists. He's asking, what's the difference between them just reading the text without searching for attainment and us reading the text, calling it remedy?
It's a remedy of sgula for connection with them that didn't exist. In us, it's a sgula, a remedy for connection. We're looking for an upper force to connect between us. Of course, we won't be able to connect without that. We are doing all kinds of actions in order to awaken it, to stimulate it so that it will connect us. Well, what?
About the virtual Congress, I won't bother you about this anymore. I just wanted to raise one last idea that I had.
Let's hope that it's the last one.
If instead of this blue curtain, there would have been one big screen, we'd have 80 groups on it.
Do you have such a screen? Bring it.
I don't have the money for it. You do.
I have such money? Ideas are good. Implementing them is a problem. I don't know. But yesterday we really talked with the technological team on how we bring two plasmas, not these kind of screens, not projectors, LEDs, two big size LEDs. I don't know how you'll see it. It's so from close, it's not good to see. So we will do here one and there one, and we'll really be able to project upon them. But again, you cannot project more than you have equipment. Do you understand? We have altogether 4 or maybe 5 galaxies, meaning the machines that can show at once that. In short, there's limitations. We're not going to enter that right now, but we're working with it. You know what? Bring the money and we'll solve the problem. What do we have to talk about? Bring a check. That's it. You want to solve a problem? Oh, to advise to us. No. Okay, well, say.
We can simply have one screen with the name of the groups that are connected, so we'll have it in front of our eyes.
No one's impressed by that. You're not impressed with that. I have here before me. I am impressed because I know the groups. I'm working with them all the time lately. Throughout the day, I'm getting from them letters and answering them. I have these problems and those problems with them all the time. So I have here big groups, small groups, groups that want to ask a question, people that want to ask a question, individuals from where they are. Do you understand? So I'm already living it. But just like that, names, it could be that there's no chance, there's no choice. We'll project it, if we'll maybe project such a list. Yes, could be that it might be in English. We could do it for everyone to see. Okay, friends, be healthy. And what are we going to... We're going to say goodbye to everyone. I'm sorry, Riga, that I didn't ask you, and there's other such. Salt Lake City, we're with questions. Yes. And others. Odessa, they don't hear you. There are many other groups like that are kind of silent. They went through the lesson. Well, let's hope that tomorrow you're going to scream. Dudi?
Regarding the daily task, the daily task will no longer be said at the end of the lesson, but will be sent to the friends during the day and will be published on Sviva Tova. Thank you and have a good day.
Cheer. שחרור